You know what you are destined to continue to learn from. There's no substitute for reading the text of the course and the workbook, even after you've already done the lessons. Use your mind to choose between the body and true spirit, and by doing so, forgive the world. It is through your forgiveness that your ego will be undone. As the Course so movingly puts it, salvation is undoing. If you choose to see the body, you behold a world of separation, unrelated things, and happenings that make no sense at all. This one appears and disappears in death. That one is doomed to suffering and loss. And no one is exactly as he was an instant previous, nor will he be the same as he is now an instant hence. Who could have trust where so much change is seen? For who is worthy if he be but dust? Salvation is undoing of all this. For constancy arises in the sight of those whose eyes salvation has released from looking at the cost of keeping guilt, because they chose to let it go instead.
Jay has made it very clear how important your salvation is to him. As your ego is gradually undone, you get closer and closer to the beginning, that moment where you made the one mistake that resulted in all the others. Then you will get to choose once again for the final time, resulting in your return to heaven and eternal oneness with God. Jay will be with you every step of the way. For as he says to you in the workbook, "I have forgotten no one. Help me now to lead you back to where the journey was begun, to make another choice with me." There could be no better way to close our quotations from our leader. We love you, Jay, and we thank you for your eternal light and certain guidance. We are your disciples until time has ended for everyone. And we love you, Gary. We have one more message for you to deliver, but you will hear our voices combined into one, for they are really the voice of the Holy Spirit, who will still be here with you when we appear to leave.
Will I ever see you again?
That's up to you and the Holy Spirit, dear brother. You should talk to him about it, as you should everything else.
Don't go yet.
It's all right. You'll see. Everything's going to be all right.
Note. With that, Arden and Perse's bodies began to merge into a beautiful spectacle of glorious and pristine white light, slowly filling the room until all I could see and feel was the wonderful warm glow of the light that was encompassing me. Then I heard the following statement from the voice, after which the light expanded into a brilliant flash and then was gone, leaving me in the room to think about everything that had happened and all the help I would need on the path that stretched before me. Arden and Perse as one.
I love you, my brothers and sisters, who are really me, but do not yet fully know it. Be grateful for the opportunities to forgive each other and thus yourselves. Replace your grievances with love. Let your minds be led to the peace of God, and the truth that is within you shall come to your awareness. You may recall that near the beginning of these discussions, Arden was describing Jay as a light leading the children back to their true home in heaven. It turned out that all of the children finally found their way home. Then, just as they all recognized that they are one and found themselves to be innocent, the no longer seemingly lost, split-off part of the Christ mind was welcomed back by God into the kingdom of life, never to be seen again. The false universe disappeared, back into the void that was never there. The illusory mind was freed into spirit, to love as was intended. Now Christ is so happy that it can't contain itself, so it extends beyond infinity. And all the foolish ideas of a child's dream do not exist to be remembered. There are no borders or limits, only fullness and wholeness. There is no past or future, only safety and joy. For Christ is anywhere, because God is everywhere. Unlimited forever, there is no distinction made between them. All that remains is one, and God is...
This has been a Hay House audiobook production. If you would like a free catalog of books and videos offered by Hay House, please call us at 1-800-654-5126 or visit www.hayhouse.com.